You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Big Phil giving shout-outs from Chicago, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing on WSTR Radio.
You had a little bit of a tough upbringing.
Yes, my mother was a single parent of five kids. I have three older brothers and an older sister. And she worked day in, day out, three jobs, providing us with the things that we needed and the things that we asked for. And just seeing her make it on her own and providing us with everything that we needed made me a stronger person. And besides the fact that my brother then was super hard on me as well because I was the youngest.
And now, you didn't start balling until you were in eighth grade?
Yeah, that was like my first officially game. Like, I played like where we used to stay at with my brothers and some of the boys from the neighborhood, but I never wanted to dedicate my time to it because I felt like it took up too much of my playing time.
Well, were you always tall and people just always said you should be playing? Or?
I was always tall for my age, but I didn't hit that, like, super-duper growth spurt until, like, my seventh grade year. Seventh grade summer going into eighth grade. That's when I grew, like, 3 inches. And then my mom was like, you need to do something besides run track. And I was like, oh, well, I ain't got a choice but to do what she's saying. I just went out and tried the basketball team and made it.
What did you run?
I ran the 100, 200, and long jump, high jump.
I see a lot of tall sprinters.
I know, that's why I had to quit.
This is David Siegel, and you are listening to WSTR Radio's Dishin' and Swishin' Show, available here on Swish Appeal.